Earlier this month, we were reporting a story about increased gun sales in Idaho following President Obama's re-election. That took us to a gun store in Mountain Home, where we met 65-year-old Peter Hum.
When I was at Notre Dame, going to college, 1967, prior to the 68 Gun Control Act, I ordered through the mail and had delivered to my dorm room a Ruger 10/22 semi-automatic rifle, little 22 caliber. And I used to sling that over my shoulder and walk across campus and go plinking in the woods, and nobody thought anything of it.
Hum looks a little like Santa Claus, and he's as staunch a gun rights supporter as you'll find. He was among the many that felt gun sales were up after the election out of fear in the gun community that President Obama would try and restrict access in his second term.
I think Obama, if he could, he would ban guns, but I think there's enough Americans now that would actively resist that I don't really think it would get through Congress.
The gun rights debate changed last Friday when 20 first graders were murdered at their elementary school in Connecticut. So we called Hum back to see if his opinions had changed at all. We asked how he felt when he heard the news.
Well, my first reaction was just absolute horror. I mean, my God, 20 little kids being murdered by some evil... We sit here and we try to understand why that sort of thing happens, and I'm personally convinced that there's just people that are evil.
If you talk with Hum about guns, you'll quickly learn he has little use for Democratic lawmakers who support gun restrictions. California Senator Dianne Feinstein and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg are two of his least favorite. Hum says he knew the gun control issue would become a top priority right after the shooting.
I figured it would start immediately. In fact, as soon as I heard about this, and as soon as I heard that there was a bushmaster involved, maybe, possibly, an assault weapon or whatever, I immediately thought, here we go, they're going to start dancing in the blood again. And by God, Dianne Feinstein did not disappoint me. She said that she's been working on her assault weapon bill for a year, and now is the time to introduce it. And I thought, it's pretty sick to look at something like this as an opportunity.
So people are, more than I've heard, and at least in my adult life, people are speaking out against this kind of weapon being just something that the average Joe can have. Do you have that kind of, not the exact model necessarily, but that kind of rifle in your possession?
And that's kind of funny to ask, too, in a way, because I have a semi-automatic rifle. Okay, in .223 caliber, it doesn't look bad because it doesn't have a black stock. It's got a wooden stock. It's one of those little Ruger Mini 14s, as they call them. It would take a detachable magazine. The one I've got on it's a 5-rounder because I use it for like coyote hunting or something.
That type of rifle used in the Connecticut shootings has been described by gun critics as a weapon of war. But Hum says in places like Idaho, such a gun is quite popular.
You would actually be surprised at how many people buy this particular gun for hunting. In fact, they're now making the AR platform in camouflage with what they call a Picatinny rail and no iron sights for mounting scopes on. There's a lot of guys that have been in the military that are used to shooting this gun, that like that configuration, and they use them for hunting everything from, varmints to coyotes to deer to elk even. You have people that, just like to plink with them.
Hum says he's okay with a national conversation taking place about gun violence, but he thinks for it to be fair, it has to also include talk of mental health and violent video games. And 44 years after Hum says he lost his first right as a gun owner with the approval of the 1968 Gun Control Act, he's annoyed he has to continue to defend his right to own firearms.
I guess what I'm saying is, I'm sorry, I don't feel that I have to demonstrate a need to own something that is lawful that I have never hurt anybody with in my life.
Has this softened your stance at all?
No, it has not. No, because again, I don't see why I should have my rights restricted because evil people do evil things.
That's gun owner Peter Hum of Mountain Home. Now, earlier this week, we reported on where Idaho's delegation in Congress stands on the issue of new gun laws. You can find that story at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.